With Laura Fox.
Podcast.
Teddy Swims, that is Bad Dreams, right here on 2FM. Now, there is a new trend in town. It is called personal austerity. And here to tell us more about this is journalist Kate De Mulder. Kate, you were very welcome along to the show.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
I'm good. A bit different. We are not live from a studio. We are live from the National College of Art and Design. All of the students are now setting up for the sock fair that's happening today. So lots going on in the background here.
Yeah, I feel incredibly untrendy.
Yeah. I know. Oh yeah. God. Sorry, the fear I had this morning getting dressed was like, I just threw the brightest thing on me I could possibly get. It was a pink jumpsuit. I was like,
it's
that
working. It's working.
But look at how stylish everybody is. I can't deal with it. You look great, though. The last time you were in with us, we were discussing trad wives.
We were. What a fascinating topic.
Absolutely. But right now we are talking all about self-denial.
Absolutely, yeah. So a kind of a let them not eat cake mentality. So there have been a number kind of internet trends that kind of led me to this conclusion over the past year or so. Basically, so one would think a person of average or low wealth or class, if they were looking to blend in with a wealthy group, what would they do? They might think the easiest way to do it would be to kind of talk about excess, where like luxury logos discuss luxury meals like lobster, caviar, share photos of exotic places or whatever. But in recent times, the opposite has kind of become true. And it's actually more of a fact that there's more luxury today in self-restriction than excess. And we began seeing that by way of kind of the quiet luxury trend a little while ago when people began to pivot away from kind of overt signs of wealth and success to self-restriction techniques, which actually show wealth but in a different way.
Yeah, we've seen this a lot on TikTok. Yeah. Like it's silent luxury, isn't it? It's like not wearing the big logos, very much being... Not to bring us right back into the end of summer again, but like very demure, like, you know, very respectful, like
absolutely
not in your face with too much. So less is more here is kind of what we're getting. But there is a catch. So let's start with bodies, because liposuction, Ozempic, excessive protein, like I just feel like we're on a hamster wheel and we're going right back into where we thought we got out of.
So, to bring you to where I kind of got the place. So the era that kind of preceded this one was one of excess. Everything was turned up. Fake tans were dark. Blondes were peroxide. TV shows on reality TV shows were limitless. And kind of the general extremes of the human experience in the internet age were kind of experienced. And something that kind of piqued my interest in this, I started seeing, I'm not going to name the brand, but I started seeing these drinks in shops that labelled themselves as a full nutritious meal in a drink.
Yes.
And so it allowed us, they come in different flavours like chocolate and vanilla, and they allowed us to, or they allow us to kind of have a full meal without kind of lowering ourselves to eating. It also reminded me of how in Succession, you never saw anyone eat. And Succession, for those who didn't watch, is a series about a media conglomerate owning family in the 1%. Some say it's based on the Murdochs, some say it's not. And food is always prepared for every occasion, but it's never touched by the core cast. And for anyone who does touch it, they kind of look down upon as kind of lower class pigs who can't contain themselves. Finally, I couldn't help but marry this with the no-makeup look we've been seeing of late. Yeah. Makeup has always had a fan base of those who wanted to look like they're wearing nothing, but not really in recent years, and never really in Ireland. We had French exchange students in school before, and after a month of being in Ireland, they were like, what's the biggest thing you learned? And they were like, Irish girls wear makeup.
Yeah.
It basically insinuates that if you choose to do these things without overt need, it's because you have provisions in place that insist you don't need them. So you don't need to wear makeup if you have great skin, but a much more expensive endeavor. So this spans a myriad: minimalism, protein bars, a capsule wardrobe, Ozempic, van life, which is when people choose to forgo living in a house and live in a nomad lifestyle in a van, the rise of Gen Z, Catholicism, sober curiosity, elective celibacy, low-rise jeans, all of these kinds of things. And they all insist no need and prove that you are either of some higher power or that you have the provisions of wealth to make these choices in the first place. Someone who doesn't know where their next meal is coming from doesn't choose to go without.
Yeah.
So they've all kind of sparked a similar conversation: is less actually more, or does denying something actually give you something else?
There's so much to unpack in that sentence at all. I think the most worrying thing for me is the fact that we've done a lot of work since the early noughties where, you know, the rise of like eating disorders and quote unquote heroin chic, all that was like very much glamorized. I thought we were coming to a different part of the world, but it seems like we're just slipping straight back into it again. Talk to us about like let's go to technology. Flip phones seem to be coming back into fashion again. Like everything's coming circular back around. Raw dogging, we've spoken about it so much on 2FM.
Yeah, raw dogging, for those who don't know, is like, so raw dogging flights has become a big thing on TikTok, where you go onto a flight, they generally are long term, and you don't bring any form of entertainment, you don't bring a book, you don't watch a film, you don't whatever, and it's, you're seen as having some sort of higher power status because you don't need.
It annoys me so much.
Yeah.
Sorry, can I also point out that every single time that I've seen somebody do this raw dogging trend, they've captured it on a phone and shared it to the world. I'm like, you were clearly scrolling in between. I just don't believe it for a second.
Absolutely.
You mentioned as well, very briefly in there, about religion and Catholicism and Gen Z. Like, what's the story with this?
So yeah, the rise of Gen Z Catholicism is really shooting up. We notice it in celebrities over the past couple of years. You've seen like Justin Bieber and a few kind of big names talking about religion, writing songs about religion. And I mean, like, for those who aren't unaware, Catholicism is like the most stripped back thing you can kind of do in your life. You're kind of insisting you don't need this hedonistic lifestyle. Mm-hmm. You live by prayer. You chastity and poverty are two of the main pillars. And yeah, I think you're bang on in what you're saying, that like, we've kind of gone back to things that we really shouldn't be. We're kind of retracing steps, like saying that asking for help isn't a sign of weakness, or that personal losses shouldn't be kind of caked in shame. And yeah, it's tricky and it's difficult. I'm not really sure how we're going to get out of this.
How did this all start? Is it another, like, because we've covered a lot of ground here, but is it another social media trend essentially?
There are several social media trends in it. I personally believe that COVID exacerbated this greatly. During that time, the kind of rich and well-connected got better care, quicker vaccines, had the space in their homes to relax and recuperate. And as a result, post-lockdown health, the kind of thing that can be measured in facts and figures, is seen as this beacon of status, which is why supercharging one's food habits and forgoing the methods that brought us to COVID, like eating normal food, something that is seen as kind of the ultimate symbol of need, is everywhere. And I also think... we have come to this place as a way of like optimization. We live in a time where there is like, we have utter control over our bodies, be it bands, rings, apps, timers, whatever. And we know exactly how much REM we're getting, how much exact protein we're getting or whatever. And this kind of has shifted the focus from trying to do what's good to our body to kind of trying to punish it.
Yeah.
Because with that punishment, there is an end goal of kind of self-actualization.
Do you think that this is here to stay?
It's tricky. With trends come and go. There are, I feel like even some of the trends we've mentioned so far, the clean girl, whatever, are already seeing on their way out. I'm hopeful that it's not, because this kind of focus calls for an individual solution to a collective problem. I think we're all basically just trying to cope, and the ways we are doing it and try to supercharge ourselves as against like things that are difficult, be it climate change, be it war, be it whatever else. I hope we find better ways to cope, and I hope that eventually we come to a way in which showing need isn't seen as the most desperate thing to do.
We have covered a lot of, I suppose, we've covered a lot in this about like eating disorders and stuff. So if anybody does need help, do check out bodywise.ie. They are an absolutely fantastic website, and don't be afraid to ask for help. This is just one of those trends that I really hope doesn't stay. Like I'm normally on that, yeah, this is fun, let's go. But this is one of those things where I'm kind of going, oh my God, no, we just need to kind of like shake it off a little bit.
We do.
Kate Mulder, as always, thank you so much for joining us. We will chat to you very, very soon. That is journalist Kate Mulder, who was talking to us about personal austerity today and the trends and where they're going and coming. We'll be right back after these.
FM with Laura Fox. Podcast.